This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
Tomorrow night, thousands of ghosts, goblins, princes, princesses, and everything in between will be rushing through neighborhoods to get their yearly sugar stash. It's a fun night for kids of all ages, but it can also be a dangerous one. Officer Bige Towery with the Lexington Police Department has these safety tips for trick-or-treaters.
A lot of different directions to look when we talk about safety. Number one is, first of all, the kids and out walking. You want to talk to your children. We prefer that they're in groups, obviously, instead of by themselves. They stay on the sidewalks. They only cross the street at corners. They need to be very cautious about walking in between cars and so forth. When they get to the houses, we want to be cautious about going in. They need to always stay on the porch. And again, there is safety in numbers, so being with other people.
And Towery reminds everyone that kids are kids. They're going to be excited and at times may not be paying attention. Adults need to lend a hand on the streets and behind the wheel.
AAA released a study just a couple of days ago that talked about how Halloween is definitely one of the deadliest nights of the year for pedestrians. So we want to encourage people, number one, is be sober. Do not drive if you've had anything to drink. Number two is watch out for the young people. Number three is reduce those speeds. As AAA indicated, even 10 miles an hour, the difference in going 35 miles an hour as opposed to 25 doubles the chances of a pedestrian fatality. So keep those speeds down and don't use residential areas as cut-throughs and shortcuts on Halloween night.
When it comes to designing your child's costume, Officer Towery says to make sure to add additional light or glow sources and watch out for other potential hazards.
Inherently, the dark colors are popular on Halloween, so a few things with costumes. Number one, make sure if you have capes or long dresses that they're not trip hazards. Try to lighten it up. If you can't put a reflective tape or something on it, then try to lighten the color up a little bit. Carry a flashlight. There's a lot of different things you can do. You never want to carry candles or anything that would be a flame risk. And again, even with the capes and the long dresses, being cautious as you walk up to porches where there are lit pumpkins, that could be a fire hazard as well.
Officer Towery also says to steer away from masks and try using face paint whenever possible. And there are laws in place against wearing masks over a certain age. While adults can use them, Towery explains the gray area.
The city ordinance basically states that anyone above the age of 12 is prohibited from wearing a mask any time of the year, even on Halloween. And then on Halloween, there's an exception for young folks under the age of 12. Now, are we out actively looking for people going to parties? No. But I would tell you this, there's a difference in walking around the neighborhood with your children and trick-or-treating, or going to a costume party and walking into a gas station, walking into a convenience store with a mask on. We strongly discourage that, obviously, and there is a city ordinance that prohibits that.
Some trick-or-treating times have been changed because of severe storms being forecast by the National Weather Service. As of now, tomorrow night, October 31st, there still will be trick-or-treating here in Lexington, in Cynthiana, and in Frankfort from 6 to 8. The cities of Berea, Danville, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, Mount Sterling, Nicholasville, Paris, Richmond, Versailles, and Winchester have all moved their trick-or-treating times to Friday night. For a complete list, log on to WUKY.org. Thank you for joining us for this special Halloween safety feature on WUKY.